So we need to be diligent, because there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. On a dark night, kindled in love with yearning, so happy chance, I went forth without being observed, my house now being at rest. In darkness and secure, by the secret ladder disguised, oh happy chance, in darkness and in concealment, my house being now at rest. In the happy night, in secret, when none saw me nor I beheld aught, without light or guide, save that which burned in my heart, this light guided me, more surely than the light of noonday, to the place where he, well I knew who, was awaiting me, a place where none appeared, O night that guided me, O night more lovely than the dawn, O night that joined beloved with lover, lover transformed in the beloved. Upon my flowery breast, kept wholly for himself alone, there he stayed, sleeping, and I caressed him. And the fanning of the cedars made a breeze blew from the turret as I parted his locks. With his gentle hand he wounded my neck, and caused all my senses to be suspended. I remained lost in oblivion. My face I reclined on the beloved. All ceased, and I abandoned myself, leaving my cares forgotten among the lilies. Leaving my cares forgotten. That was an extract from John of the Cross, a man of powerful spiritual strength in the 16th century in Spain. He writes to the love of his life, Jesus, from a place of rest. Once he was locked up for almost 6 months in something like a broom cupboard where he couldn't stand upright. He was not allowed a change of clothes or water to wash. His skin crawled, but one oppressive night a breath stirred against his face, and in the darkness he saw a new light. From pain and wounding, love was kindled. Words came, and he was released from the prison of his house, his body, and went in the spirit with his beloved. We call them mystics, these people who've transcended the normal Christian life and found a place in God where outward circumstances affect them not at all. Not physical pain, not sorrow, not deprivation. Not many of us will be called upon to endure what people like John did. Was life any less pressure for them? I don't think so. He fled for his life all his life, from town to town on a donkey, persecuted by the religious people for his faith. Different pressures, but pressures nonetheless. Something is formed under pressure, granite or diamond, and we get to choose. So what's being formed in you under pressure right now? Gold, silver, precious jewels? Or granite. There is a way to turn every pressure into profit. Selah.